With the American Express Platinum Card, I can unlock experiences like no other. Since I'm always booking my next trip, I love that I can earn points on travel. Plus, I get a Resi benefit, so you know I'm hitting the restaurants everyone's talking about. And you can find out your welcome offer after you apply, which could be as high as 175,000 points. For experiences like no other, there's nothing like platinum. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-platinum. Terms apply.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The war with Iran has entered its fifth day. The U.S. and Israel hit Iran's capital and other cities in multiple airstrikes today. Israel targeted the Iranian leadership and security forces as the Islamic Republic responded with missiles and drone attacks on Israel and across the region. Meanwhile, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard issued its most intense threat yet as the war escalated, saying it was prepared for the, quote, complete destruction of the region's military and economic infrastructure. The war has killed more than 1,000 people in Iran and dozens in Lebanon. It's also disrupted the supply of the world's oil and gas and left hundreds of thousands of travelers in the Middle East stranded. Meanwhile, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports Declan Cody's family is still trying to process the devastating news. He was one of the service members killed in Kuwait.
Andrew Cody says he spoke with his son Declan on Saturday when he called to say that he was okay after checking in with his brother who was serving in Italy.
And I've been over here for 6 months and I work 12 plus hour days. I work 6 to 7 days a week. And he goes, I love it.
Declan was studying cybersecurity at Drake University and could have stayed in ROTC, but...
He was adamant, like, I'm going to go with my unit.
But then...
And the doorbell rang at 8 p.m.
I still don't fully think it's real. I didn't think it was real when they told us.
Declan's sister, Kira...
I can't help but think just he was my little brother and he was probably really scared even if he didn't want people to know.
Declan was just about 2 months away from his 21st birthday.
He was just like the best little brother you could have.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. futures were lower. Oil prices climbed more than 3%. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem made her first congressional appearance since the shooting deaths of two protesters by government officers in Minneapolis. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In the Senate, Noem defended her agency's treatment of immigrants caught up in enforcement activities.
We've worked at targeting the worst of the worst.
Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE officer in January. Later that month, Customs and Border Protection officers in Minneapolis opened fire on Alex Pretty. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar asked Noem about comments she made immediately after both of their deaths that cast them as the aggressors.
How about specifically calling them domestic terrorists without any evidence of that?
Sir, I did not call him a domestic terrorist. I said it appeared to be an incident of.
Homeland Security has said in the past Democrats encourage people to oppose officers as they try to make arrests. I'm Ed Donahue.
State Representative James Tallarico has won the Texas Democratic U.S. Senate primary. He defeated Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett in a close race. Tallarico told supporters in Austin that unprecedented numbers of new voters, Republicans, and independents voted in the Democratic primary.
This is proof that there is something happening in Texas.
Tallarico will face the winner of the Republican primary runoff. Republican Senator John Cornyn is trying to fight off a challenge from State Attorney General Ken Paxton. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
It might be the most anticipated of all the Senate races in November, but we're not going to find out who the GOP version is until May. That's because the AP here in Washington has declared a runoff in the Texas Senate fight between incumbent Republican John Cornyn and the State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
After all the personal attacks, which there were many, and after all the lies, you listened to what John Cornyn was selling and you weren't buying it.
What we do know is there is no love lost between Cornyn, who up until this year had not faced a renomination fight since being elected to that seat in 2002. He just went after Ken Paxton in his speech to reporters.
I refuse to allow a flawed, self-centered, and shameless candidate like Ken Paxton risk everything we've worked so hard to build over these many years.
And said Judgment Day is coming for Ken Paxton. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The military says four soldiers killed Sunday when a drone hit a command center in Kuwait were Army reservists. They were working in a seaport south of Kuwait City assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command, keeping troops supplied with food, fuel, water and ammunition, transport equipment, and supplies. They've been identified as Captain Cody Cork of Winter Haven, Florida, Sergeant First Class Noah Tejans of Bellevue, Nebraska, Sergeant First Class Nicole Armour of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, a mother of two, and Sergeant Declan Cody of West Des Moines, Iowa. Two other soldiers were also killed, but their names have not yet been released. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the six soldiers killed by an Iranian drone strike Sunday were in a tactical operations center. Satellite images confirmed by a U.S. official indicate that center was located in the heart of a civilian port just south of Kuwait City and more than 10 miles away from the main army base. The husband of one of the slain soldiers tells AP the hub was a shipping container-style building and had no defenses. That's raising questions about safety precautions the U.S. had in place as it, along with Israel, launched the attack on Iran, which has responded with retaliatory strikes across the region. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says someone from within the Iranian regime might be the best choice to take power once the military campaign there is over. The president says the attacks on Iran have limited the leadership possibilities.
The people we had in mind are dead. So, you know, we had some in mind from that group that is dead. And now we have another group. They may be dead also, based on reports. So I guess you have a third wave coming in. Pretty soon we're not going to know anybody.
Reza Pahlavi, the exiled crown prince of Iran's last Shah, is trying to position himself for a return.
Some people like him, and we haven't been thinking about too much about that.
The president said somebody that's there in Iran that's currently popular, if there is such a person, would be more appropriate. He doesn't want the worst-case scenario in Iran.
Somebody takes over who's as bad as the previous person.
The war in Iran is leaving Americans in the Middle East in limbo. The State Department has been forced to close several embassies to the public, shut down at least one consulate, order the departure of embassy staff and families from at least six nations, and advise Americans in 14 countries to leave immediately, despite the war closing major airports.
We need to have contact information for Americans that need assistance. They have to register with us.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says as options to get out open up, they need to be able to call these people.
We have identified and continue to identify charter flights, military flight options, and expanded commercial flight options.
The department says more than 9,000 Americans safely returned from the Middle East since the weekend, many of them without government assistance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Matt Carwell from New Hampshire is stuck in Dubai with his wife. He was doing a phone interview with the AP, talking from his hotel balcony about how he felt relatively safe because of the UAE's air defense when a fighter jet flew overhead.
UAE government has done, I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a fighter jet that is just fighter jet. I can hear it overhead.
He's in the aviation industry and is staying near the Fairmont Hotel, the site of a weekend missile strike from Iran.
And we were actually sitting on the beach at our hotel when the Fairmont got hit. And you could feel the concussion on your chest.
The State Department is urging Americans to get out. Carwell says while some are driving hours to other UAE airports to try and fly out, they're waiting for Dubai flights, which for them may not be until March 10th or later. I'm Julie Walker.
Iran is expanding its targets while the U.S. and Israel continue to batter Iran with airstrikes. At the White House, President Trump says airstrikes have been on target.
They have no navy. It's been knocked out. They have no air force that's been knocked out. They have no air detection that's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out. And just about everything's been knocked out.
The president was asked why this all started now.
We were having negotiations with these lunatics, and it was my opinion that they were going to attack first.
The American embassy in Saudi Arabia came under an Iranian drone attack.
Iranian ambassador to the UN, Ali Bahraini, says the fighting is not over.
We have full trust in the capabilities of our military forces to continue this defense to the end and to the point that the aggressors are stopped and punished.
Iran has attacked several ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tens of thousands of travelers are stranded in the Middle East by the Iran war. German Mario Mueller, landing in Frankfurt, described tense moments before he managed to get on a flight from Dubai. The attacks sounded like airplanes breaking the sound barrier, he says. Michael and Karen Blischke said they watched as the anti-missile system near the Burj Khalifa shot everything down. Airspace across the Gulf is closed and major airlines have canceled flights. Other travelers are marooned on cruise ships that can no longer sail the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. State Department says they are preparing military and charter flights as they urge Americans to leave around a dozen countries. Israel's transportation minister announced that Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv will resume limited operations beginning Thursday. Two men in their 20s have been arrested in a weekend shooting at a nightclub in Cincinnati that wounded nine people. Franik Cobb and Derek Long both face federal charges as convicted felons in possession of a firearm. Prosecutors say surveillance footage shows both men fired weapons, and ballistics evidence shows only two guns were discharged. Hamilton County Assistant Prosecutor Connor Wood spoke at Cobb's arraignment on local charges of felonious assault.
The defendant, who has a longstanding grudge against the victim in this case, saw him from across the venue and immediately opened fire.
The shooting erupted Sunday around 1 a.m. inside the Riverfront Live while hundreds of people were gathered for hip-hop producer DJ Fresh's annual birthday party. Audio courtesy WCPO. I'm Jennifer King.
Colin Gray, whose teenage son is accused of killing two students and two teachers at Appalachee High School northeast of Atlanta in 2024, has been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter, along with all other charges. Gray is one of a number of parents across the country who have been charged after their children were accused in fatal shootings. Prosecutors say Gray gave his son Colt access to a gun and ammunition, even after warnings about his son's mental health, and say that Colin Gray knew that his son was obsessed with school shooters, even having a shrine in his bedroom to Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the 2018 high school massacre in Parkland, Florida. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A plane attempting an emergency landing crashed into the frigid Hudson River, but the pilot and a passenger escaped the wreckage and safely swam to shore. The FAA says the crash occurred Monday night shortly after the single-engine Cessna 172 took off from Long Island's MacArthur Airport. Emergency responders were dispatched to the reported crash site, but initially could not locate the aircraft. The plane was spotted a few minutes later in waters off Newburgh, about 62 miles north of New York City. The pilot and a passenger were being treated at a hospital for minor injuries. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after recouping much of an early loss, while crude oil prices climbed even higher on worries about the widening war with Iran. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% Tuesday. The index had been down as much as 2.5% in the morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 403 points. That's about 0.8%. The Dow had been down more than 1,200 points. The Nasdaq Composite pared its loss to 1%. Crude oil prices rose almost 5%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
An Oscar race that was looking like a runaway, maybe a close call after all, with some unexpected late drama.
This is the end of the line.
Not for you.
For months, one battle after another sailed through award season, picking up prize after prize. But the wins for Sinners.
We've been gone a long time. We back now.
And Michael B. Jordan at Sunday's Actor Awards have given the Oscar race what Smoke or Stack might call fresh blood. The awards are March 15th. I'm Julie Walker.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Cavaliers held off the Eastern Conference leading Pistons 113-109 to avenge last week's overtime loss in Detroit. Jalen Tyson had a team-high 22 points and helped hold Cade Cunningham to 10 points.
I've said this many times, I don't fear no man, right? I don't fear nobody.
College basketball, number 19 Miami of Ohio beat Toledo 74-72 to extend its season opening winning streak to 30 games. Atlanta Braves outfielder Jurickson Profar has been suspended for the 2026 season by Major League Baseball following his second positive test for a performance-enhancing drug. Profar tested positive for exogenous testosterone and its metabolites, which means testosterone that was not produced by his body. Because it was a second offense, the length of Profar's suspension was 162 games. Profar was suspended for 80 games last March 31st following a positive test for HCG, a hormone that helps production of testosterone. Team USA's WBC squad flexed its offensive muscles in a 15-1 exhibition rout of the Giants. NFL, the Cardinals plan to release two-time Pro Bowl quarterback Kyler Murray. The Colts placed the transition tag on QB Daniel Jones, and the Jets used their franchise tag on running back Breece Hall. Jon Rahm is claiming the European Tour is extorting players from LIV Golf by making them play extra tournaments if they want to regain membership. Rahm is in Hong Kong for the next LIV event. The European Tour says eight players have accepted a deal in which they pay previous fines and play extra tournaments to regain their membership. Rahm says he shouldn't be required to play extra tournaments. He says if the deal was just to play four tournaments outside the majors, he would sign the deal. With less than 100 days to go until the World Cup, a war in Iran has added a new layer of complexity to the tournament co-hosted by the United States, Mexico, and Canada. How the conflict will affect the world's most watched sporting event is the latest issue facing organizers. FIFA was already grappling with cartel violence in a Mexican host city and pushback from fans over soaring ticket prices. The tournament kicks off on June 11th. It will be the biggest World Cup ever, with 48 participating teams. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
In a short statement televised across the country, Spain's Pedro Sanchez said the position of the government can be summed up in four words: no to the war.
La posición del gobierno de España se resume en
Sanchez
cuatro palabras.
Once again criticized the U.S. and Israel's military actions in Iran, standing firm against fresh trade threats from Washington, and warning that the Iran war risked playing Russian roulette with millions of lives. President Donald Trump on Tuesday had threatened to end U.S. trade with Spain because of the country's refusal to allow the U.S. to use joint military bases in the country in its attacks on Iran. In the address, Sanchez added, "We're not going to be complicit in something that's bad for the world and is also contrary to our values and interests, just out of fear of reprisals from someone." It's not clear how Trump would cut off trade with Spain, an EU member. The EU negotiates trade on behalf of all its 27 members. The explosions around Iran came at dawn, according to Iran state television, while Israel's military says its air defences had been activated to intercept incoming Iranian missiles and explosions heard around Jerusalem. 5 days into the war that President Donald Trump suggested could last a month or longer, nearly 800 people have been killed in Iran, including some Trump said he had considered as possible future leaders of the country. Explosions also hit Lebanon, where Israel says it's retaliating against Hezbollah militants. Lebanon's state-run media reports that at least four people were killed in an Israeli strike that hit a residential complex in the city of Baalbek. Mojtaba Khamenei, a son of Iran's late supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, long had been considered a contender to the post of the country's next paramount ruler, even before his father's death, though he's never been elected nor appointed to a government position. Khamenei, long a secretive figure within the Islamic Republic, hasn't been seen publicly since Saturday. That's when an Israeli airstrike targeting the supreme leader's offices killed his 86-year-old father and sparked the current war raging across the Middle East. Khamenei is believed to still be alive and has likely gone into hiding as American and Israeli airstrikes continue to pound Iran, though state-run Iranian media have not reported on his whereabouts. Britain's Treasury Chief, Rachel Reeves, wants to present a rosy picture of the state of the British economy, even as oil and gas prices soar in the wake of the fast-evolving Iran war. That's looking like bad news for the global economic outlook. Unveiling the latest UK economic forecast, Reeves insisted the plan she has been driving forward since the Labour Party returned to power in the 2024 election is bearing fruit. Reeves had hoped her statement to the House of Commons would be a relatively low-key affair, but economists are warning that the Iran war could upend the forecasts, depressing growth, stoking inflation and increasing debt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
With the American Express Platinum Card, I can unlock experiences like no other. Since I'm always booking my next trip, I love that I can earn points on travel. Plus, I get a resi benefit, so you know I'm hitting the restaurants everyone's talking about. And you can find out your welcome offer after you apply, which could be as high as 175,000 points. For experiences like no other, there's nothing like platinum. Learn more at americanexpress.com/explore-platinum. Terms apply.